We had some light rain and snow in our area from late last night through midday and early afternoon. That was triggered by a cold front, which is now pushing off to our east. There's still a few leftover rain and snow showers scattered about here in the late afternoon and early evening, and a few snow showers may linger into the evening hours, but as drier air continues to come in, any of these spotty showers will come to an end. Also coming to an end is the milder temperatures that were here at least briefly earlier today. Cooler air is now rushing in from the west, and we're going to see those temperatures really take a dive tonight, falling into the 20s across the area, with some teens possible, especially north and west of the capital region. One thing I'll mention with that colder air rushing in is the potential for a few icy spots on the roads tonight. I think by and large, most of that dampness will end up drying up before the cold air ices it over, but there's the potential for at least a few icy patches on the roads as we go through the night into tomorrow morning. So keep that in mind. Again, I don't think that's going to be a widespread concern, but more of a spotty issue coming up through the overnight hours. Heading into the day tomorrow, it's Thanksgiving, and the weather looks fine. The only real concern tomorrow is that it is going to be on the chilly side. So if you're going to be outside for a while tomorrow, you may want to consider not just the heavy winter coat, but also the gloves, the hats, and the scarves. As temperatures in the morning are only in the 20s, rising into the 30s tomorrow afternoon. It won't be especially windy tomorrow, but even with a light wind, it will feel a few degrees cooler as there will be a wind chill through the day. Then tomorrow night, a little disturbance comes through. That may trigger a few snow showers across the north country. Otherwise, just some clouds will fly through, and a few of those snow showers may linger across the north country into Friday morning. But for the rest of the area, it will stay dry. And on Friday, we should bounce back into the 40s. And by Saturday, we'll be close to 50 degrees in some spots, though there is going to be the chance for a few raindrops, as yet another front is set to come through. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers this evening, then some clearing overnight. Chilly, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered snow showers this evening, then some clearing overnight, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chilly with highs in the 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, clearing and cold, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds on the cool side, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, clearing and cold, low in the 20s, and tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chilly, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, a chance of morning snow showers across the North Country, not as cool, with highs in the lower to mid 40s, and on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, with highs in the 40s to around 50 degrees. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.